Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That dude used to live right over there. Right around the corner, up the street there. Not Mike.
Yeah.
Talk about Elton.
And used to play tennis a few exits up 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Buckhead Y. Okay. I remember seeing him over there one time.
Hey, it's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's still morning, right? Longest day of the year, June 21st. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Now, this is Noelle's segment, which means she was the one who threw on this song, this artist, which I'm sure means it is tied to something that she has got running through her mind right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I said, Elton John, she's feverishly working on something. So I will throw this on while she's doing that until she's absolutely ready to go. You know who's celebrating the birthday? Oh, wait, there we go. Never mind, I'll save it. There's a couple people who are celebrating the same birthday.
Who was that?
Same. Well, she's ready, so I'll tease you with that.
Well, are we gonna, but
begin? Hold on, you could have went ahead. Go ahead.
All right, let me ask you a question. Yeah. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Do you watch that show, Family Ties? The Michael J. Fox show?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you if you liked it or not, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you know Meredith Baxter Burney,
mm-hmm.
who played his mother,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Gross,
mm-hmm.
who played his father.
Right.
They were born on the same day.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Today they both celebrate a birthday from the same year.
Man.
That's crazy.
Ain't it, though?
That is.
Now think about that being cast for
no,
this
wonder
role,
they got along so
and
well.
And they were born on the same date. So there you
what are your chances of that, right?
Exactly. I'll tell you somebody else who's celebrating a birthday today, and I don't know who's, well, the latter is probably not happy about it, but Jussie Smollett, okay, you know him, right? Infamous.
The Smollett family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's born on the same day as the future King of England. This is Prince William's birthday today.
Okay.
And Jesse's birthday. And they were both born on the same day in 82.
Same day.
And there's a whole lot of folks who remember when the prince was born. When Princess Diana had her first baby.
Mm-hmm.
The future king. So, anyway, there you go, Noelle. I can see you're back and ready to go. It is, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, not too many interesting things caught my eye this week. Me and Jason kind of already threw darts at and yelled at New Balance earlier this week for trying to sell us $75 t-shirts.
Okay, you got to stop. You and Jason Longshore, on your show?
On The Intersection, Thursdays at 10 o'clock on 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
There you go. All right, continue.
So what were they doing again?
New Balance wants to sell us, Sam, $75 t-shirts.
What do these t-shirts do?
What, a straight face?
They do something?
Yes, they are getting ready to for their Cooper Flag apparel rollout.
Okay.
And it is a heather gray shirt that says Flag Day in Blue Devil Blue, and they want 75 American U.S. dollars.
For a T-shirt?
For a T-shirt.
It's a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
Blue Lady Blue.
Oh, man. I don't have to be. Wow.
Or something like that. You know, I'm
people
not
going to be lined up to get those.
But you know they will. They
you
will because it's him. Because it's him.
Money.
Yeah. It's him. And it's relative,
and,
right?
And that's it. And that's it. And saying that, I guess we'll see these ads, we'll see commercials on draft night.
I'm guessing so.
Probably.
I would have threw them out there on Flag Day, but you know, that's just me. I would have captured the synergy there. But I think they announced that they were going to do these t-shirts on Flag Day. So I think that's kind of how they tried to make the connection there. But I bring that up with New Balance to shift us into an article I saw this week on Yahoo Sports. And they were talking about one of sneakers subculture favorite, you know, origin stories, the birth of the Air Jordan and all this greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan was explaining how he was ready to sign with Adidas if they could so match the deal that he got from Nike.
Right.
Except there was absolutely no way that they were going to be able to match this deal.
No, they were dysfunctional.
Exactly.
We learned
perfect
that
storm.
The Last Dance. We saw that. They talked about that.
Yeah, it's a perfect storm of, you know, bad circumstances over here and somebody willing to take a big swing over here. And then you got your mama saying, go on ahead and sign the papers. And, you know, we was able to get what we needed to get out of it. But I thought it was really interesting that he was like, you know, if y'all can, because I'm really trying to be over here with y'all. You know, Converse were the big boys at that time with the, you know, Bird and Magic and anybody else they can sign.
But they weren't making any money.
No.
That was the crazy part about it. They had all those athletes, but those athletes weren't making any money.
No, because that was the deal. Like, you were just, you know, you wore the same shoe as everybody else. We just put it in your team color. We're going to shoot some commercials.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a couple dollars. But that was the setup at that time.
Right.
And so that's what makes this conversation interesting, because this is a whole new world of sneaker endorsement right here with this conversation between Nike, or this really this one-sided battle that Adidas really didn't even know they were in.
Well, Nike, listen, the thing, Nike was already at it, but they were with individual sports. We, you know, again, if you go back to that documentary, they had tennis players.
Yeah.
They had Jimmy Connors. They had, you know, McEnroe, folks like that.
Yeah, right. You started with running and then went into tennis and on. But this is the definitive change to, as your point, went from not making any money for real to being the money maker of the brand. Like, this is that butterfly effect moment.
Is there ever going to be another item that will garner as much revenue, do you guys think, down the road as shoes do when it comes to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports. Will it be a hat? Will it be, you know, is shoe, that's the cornerstone?
They've done so much with hats, and then you look at jerseys now, you know, you got so many different versions of them that the teams come out with. I don't know if something else that you can get another article.
You
got to put them on the right people, obviously. That's the other part. You know, different things can be fashion. NASCAR gear was fashion for some time. You put them on the right people. You sold them some music videos. All of a sudden, you saw kids on the South Side with Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt jackets.
Yeah, man.
Right? So, I mean, it depends on who wears it and where.
It seems like the sneaker brands just have an easier avenue to be able to take the same thing and dip it in a different color and sell you a story around the color, and is able to push the shoe out. I mean, as of 13 minutes, I will be trying to get the Air Jordan 5 Grape, which came out originally in 1990. In 13 minutes, I'm watching the clock.
Wait, so you're being real. So, and while we're sitting here in the middle of a conversation, you're going to be ordering some shoes.
I'm watching the clock. Just got to make sure, you know, everything goes as it's supposed
now
to go.
You told everybody to at 10 o'clock, they're going to bump you out of line.
Oh, no, you got to figure out where to go, how to get there, how to get in line, sign in, have your credit card all ready to go. You got to be prepared.
So this is in person, not online.
No,
or even for...
This is in person. This is in person and online. If you wanted to buy these in person, you had to enter a raffle earlier this week.
So who are them people that are standing in line outside of...
They're either stores do first come, first serve, but usually they're waiting around to see if somebody didn't come pick a shoe up. Like right now, you have till 6 o'clock in most places to go pick up your shoe. If you win the raffle after 6 o'clock, they become a free for all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the thing. So if you wanted to go purchase it in store, you had to fill out a raffle earlier this week. You found out yesterday if you got the shoe or not. Today you got a time limit to go pick it up.
Don't even show up at Lennox if you're not over in that raffle.
Nah, don't even show up at the Lennox. Just go ahead and get on your phone and figure out which application you're gonna go to, because these are the ones that Will Smith had on in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he's sitting in the chair and he's spinning around.
Right.
These are these, and they are back, and they got the original Nike Air on the back. And I have them, but I don't have Nike Air on the back, so now I have to go get them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is storytelling.
It is.
That is how they get us to run back out there and buy a shoe that we bought 3-4 times already.
My thing is this. So that's who this shoe is really aimed after, because it's not after the younger people. The younger people have heard about it. They've seen it on. They've heard their parents talk about it, but are they going for it? Because I always think when you talk about shoe brands and that type thing, it's aimed toward younger folk. But maybe that's not always the case, more so with these that are revivals of shoes we've seen from the past.
Yeah, that's the interesting part about the Air Jordan brand right now that I've noticed is that the youth aren't really as interested in the same stories or colorways as we were. So like an Air Jordan 5 may sell, but if they, you know, did like a collaboration with like the Migos, I'm just throwing it out there, or DJ Khaled or something, it may sell better to them than an original colorway shoe would to people my age and older.
And the crazy part about it is the ones that would be doing exactly what she said are wearing, like I said, the older ones that are wearing Jordans and all that sort of stuff. What needed to have happened was, or what could happen to change that, is if Ant-Man or somebody on that level at that age decides, or Cooper Flagg coming in, that they are going to go a whole different direction than the norm, and it somehow catches traction.
Well, they did, though. And that's exactly what Ant-Man did. Adidas isn't really, like, usually the number one place you want to go is, like, Nike Jordan brand. But the downside of that is it may take you a while to get your own signature shoe. So that's why, you know, people like Trae Young and Ant-Man kind of defected that and went towards Adidas, which is your second biggest retailer, but you'll probably get a shoe faster, which he did. And he was the sneaker of the year in 2024.
But you still say it's not ingratiating itself like...
Well, no, I was saying specifically with Air Jordans, like the older Air Jordan colorways that came out originally aren't really gravitating towards the youth, like the newer colorways. But as far as newer shoes are concerned, yeah, Adidas is running with that tenfold. And that's another thing that I think is interesting about the NBA Finals outside of the basketball of it all is that you have two brands in Converse and Puma that are trying to reestablish themselves in the basketball landscape, and they found themselves with their stars in the NBA Finals on the biggest stage.
You know, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that Nike just threw their hands up in the air and said, you know what, we're good. We'll just continue to do what we do, but we're not trying to be number one anymore. When you think about it, maybe that's the case. Everything that you just said, when you look at, and again, those signature names are now out of the sport for a while. Jordan's doing whatever he does. He's putting the swoosh on maybe some of his cars for the most part. And then Tiger, he ended that contract with them.
He did.
They're out of golf. So I'm just saying maybe Nike's got all the money they need right now, and they're just going to – they know that just the residual – the residue from what they've done for the last 30 years is enough to sustain them.
Now you know that's not how business works.
I know it doesn't work like that, but I'm asking because you don't see them going for that number one spot or maintaining it the way we've seen them do it for so many years.
Yes, you do.
Where am I missing it then?
If you know what you're looking for, you do. So they did lose golf, and maybe they feel like there isn't that big enough name to go out there and attach themselves to golf. Maybe they feel like they are good in the golf world, but, you know.
All right, who's their number one in basketball?
I mean, you still got your KD. You still have you're still selling Kobe's.
That I understand. They're always going to sell Kobe's because it's Kobe.
Yeah. So you got Ja Morant right now, and his first shoe went crazy. Second one kind of lulled a bit. This third one there's a lot of anticipation for. So right now, just off the top of my head, you got Ja Morant.
So it's probably Ja. Okay. Well, then he'll keep it going. But yeah,
Kevin, yeah. And then you got Kevin Tatum Durant over there on the Jordan side.
Okay.
So that's another, you know, big-ish player that you got Luka over there on the Jordan side. That's another big-ish player that's pushing the needle. But right now, they're probably still leaning on your LeBrons, your KDs, your Kobes, and it probably is time to transition away from that, move forward more to your Ja Morants, and that's kind of where Adidas is kind of edging on them right now. But Nike's still number one.
Who's out there that's a sleeper? Like this player went with this company and nobody saw that coming, and they could be what Nike was in the early 90s.
I don't know if they can be what Nike was. But Joel Embiid signing with Skechers shocked me.
Okay.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, but they picked the wrong dude, though.
I mean, I'm not saying they did or didn't, but I'm just surprised that there was somebody that big willingly said, yeah, let me sign to Skechers. I don't know what the contract is. I don't know how long it is. But, you know, they was able to, you know, net a big fish at the time he signed. Like, now it doesn't seem like such a big fish. Now he might be on the other side of things. But it just shows how they were willing to throw money out there to try to get their foot into basketball. Like, basketball is where they see the growth of the sport. I thought Under Armour were going to be the next to do it to kind of overtake.
Too. I really did.
But Under Armour refused to get in the fashion game, and they got left behind. You need more than performance, baby. If you're trying to sell me $75 t-shirts, I need design. And yeah. That has been Noel's World.
You cannot, before you leave, you stayed out of what Sam and I were going back and forth with. Where would you like to see, or where do you think Ja Morant would fit?
What do you mean?
Best.
In any city?
Memphis is retooling. They're in full rebuild mode. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's still a conversation saying that they still might get rid of Ja Morant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but in case they did, where would you say, because Sam and I were just talking about it, but you weren't a part of that conversation, where would you say is the best fit for him were he to go somewhere else?
I feel like Memphis is the perfect city for him.
I do, too.
Maybe Miami?
Okay. And I said, you know, maybe a 15-year, you know, if somebody could put Pat Riley in a DeLorean and take him back 15, 20 years, and that dude run Miami with Ja coming there, possibly. Let me ask you this. I think he should stay there.
I do, too.
What are the chances, which I think are nil, but what are the chances of them making a trade? They just got a whole bunch of picks, right? They gave them to Milwaukee.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to give up a lot to get Giannis. Memphis now has that. And you put Ja with Giannis.
And that is technically still the East Coast. Giannis said he wanted to stay on the East Coast.
I'm just saying. I ain't heard that one too much, but I was thinking – you know,
well, to be honest with you, I really think that's coming from, you know, Northeast Nick fan radio host and things like that is going.
Well,
he wants to stay
in
the Northeast.
No. Oh well, that part.
Yeah, that's mostly where I've been hearing that from. You know, like Northeast radio. But if that's the case, you know, Memphis does. I mean, if he wants to stay on the East Coast, Memphis does fit in
that
box.
They have what Milwaukee would be asking for, right?
Yeah, I think they do have the assets. Yeah.
And they need another player.
Oh, yeah, because they just made that big Desmond Bane trade, right?
Saying.
So they got all the assets. That trade was crazy. Yeah, so, I mean, why not?
We'll
That's a big swing.
We'll see.
That's a big swing.
All right, coming up 10 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Myles Garrett, talk more about these Braves and a little bit of Falcons talk. NASCAR's going at it today. Mr. Crenshaw's got some tennis notes, too, coming up. And there is money flying through the air, a fresh casting call. That is all coming up in 10 o'clock hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.